pimpmobile? A pimpmobile would be what?
Maybe one that consumes ungodly amount of gas.
Yeah, gas hog, gas guzzler, which is pretty... Okay, gas hog would be one. Or just, yeah, okay, gas guzzler.
What would be a car that, it would have, it would not be like the regular sedan, it wouldn't have a trunk, it would have glass going all the way back and maybe have a back door to it.
Mm-hmm.
What would that call?
Okay, if I catch you right, you mean there's no, yeah, it's just like a station wagon?
Hmm.
A station wagon. Yeah, okay. Yeah, real long back, yeah.
Give me some names of what are, you know, just kinds of trucks, small trucks that might bring items to your house. What would you do?
Well, okay, we used to have milk delivery, but they don't do that. You can still get it, I think, in certain places. There's a few places that will deliver. I see delivery trucks still around.
What kind of trucks are they? I mean, what's the difference?
Milk trucks.
But I mean, what style of truck?
Oh, well, they're like a van, you know, and not like a step van, where, you know, it's not like you, like a camper van type thing. It'd be a step van, where he has a lot of space, you know, he sits up in the front and drives, and then he has all the, you know, room in the back, which is, would be a step van. Another type of step van would be like a UPS truck that would come, maybe delivers a package to your door. Then there's the mail trucks. You know, usually they have little Jeeps, you know, that deliver. And there's a garbage truck that comes down and picks up all our trash. And there's also like your Goodwill and Salvation Army trucks that will come around sometime, if you call them, and they'll come. And there's all the merchants in town, they have trucks that deliver too. Anywhere from pastries, flowers, to clothes, like Sears and Moss, they'll deliver.
Okay.
And food places.
What would be a truck that you would associate with maybe a farmer? Maybe carry a small load of feed?
A pickup truck.
Okay. What might you take to the airport instead of a cab?
A limousine. A limousine would be an airport limousine. Isn't really a limousine in the sense of the word, but it's either a station wagon. It's just the name they give to it, or else it's a van. Yeah, big van.
What kinds of public transportation do you have?
We have buses. We used to have trolleys, but those went out when, you know, then they went to gas. They went to buses. Buses is the main one, and then offer themselves up to the public. Yeah, I guess you don't mean like airplanes or anything like that, do you? You mean city, inner city?
Yeah, inner city.
Cabs, you have cabs. Cabs and buses.
Anything special for maybe the elderly? And
oh, that's right. There is. There's something called a DART or something that's it's letters that stand for something, and they come and help handicapped or elderly people to get around, and it's government subsidized, and it's for them. Handicapped and elderly people to get to church and get to wherever they need to shop.
Okay, where might you find the instruments of when driving your car? You're looking straight and your speedometer's there and all your others. What is that?
It's your dashboard or your
okay
instrument panel.
All right. What kind of gadgets would you find on the dashboard?
Well, like I said, speedometer. It has your odometer. Yeah, your miles in there. You'd have your fuel gauge. And your